Good morning. My name is Bill Kleidke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Katie Grove, who is a realtor with YWGC, and I'll let you explain that those letters,
okay.
Realty, and also represents the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors. And this is our first of two shows looking at buying a home and the housing market in our area. So, Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. You've been on the show, I guess, it was about a year ago, something like that?
Actually, it was 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Six ooh, years ooh, ago.
Uh-oh, I might
yes.
be getting a little old here.
Yes.
Time is fusing.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming back. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors?
Well, the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors was formed in 1858, which is the oldest realtor board in the country. It's 153 years old.
Wow.
Its main purpose at that time, and still is today, was to promote the preservation of private property rights, to serve its members, which they continue to do, to ensure that brokers and agents are ethical and honest, and to develop, provide, and promote programs and services for the members.
How can somebody get in touch with the board?
They can get in touch with the board by either calling 410-337-7200 or email or do the internet gbbr.org.
Okay, great. So that's 410-337-7200.
Correct.
www.gbbr.org.
Correct.
Great. And could you please tell us a little bit about your real estate practice?
My real estate practice, I service the Baltimore metropolitan area and Howard County and Carroll County. I have been a realtor for 20 years. I teach pre-licensing, continuing education for realtors. I was 2006 board president. I had the honor of receiving Realtor of the Year 2008 from my local board, GBBR, as well as Maryland Association of Realtors. I had the pleasure of being inducted into the Omega Tau Rho, and that's a fraternity of realtors that has exemplified professional academic achievements.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. It's a great achievement. Very few
thank
get
you.
That.
I know thank
that.
You.
And currently, you work for YWGC.
Yes, that's Yerman, Whitman, Gaines, and Conklin Realty, and they are a part of the Strata Group. I'd like to say they are a young company, but they have lots of years of experience, knowledge, technology, and they do it all. Billy Yerman is the CEO, and I got to tell you, they have more of the past presidents of the Board of Realtors and more state presidents in the company.
Wow.
So they have many, many years of knowledge. They have an excellent training program for the agents. They believe in people first. They care about the people. More importantly for me, they care about their agents. They care about promoting good ethical practices for the community.
That's wonderful. How can somebody get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by calling me at 410-561-0044 or my cell, 410-458-9123.
Okay, great. That's to get in touch with Katie Grove at YWGC Realty. Let's talk about the state of real estate in Baltimore. I know that folks hear this and folks hear that, but well, how would you say things are going?
Well, they are not like they were when I was board president, which was an abnormal year from 2005 to about 2008. It was abnormal. The prices were sky high. You were selling real estate. You list something today, and within 24 hours, it was gone. It's sort of stabilized now. But I got to tell you, and this is according to Lawrence Yun, who is the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors. Home sales have risen broadly throughout the country by more than 20% from their low point last year. However, the home prices are down, especially in this area. It's down about 8 or 9%. So sellers can expect not to get the high prices they got several years ago, but it's still a good market, and it does vary from location, prices, and demand. Location. The housing, we expect housing market, we expect interest rates to really stay by the end of 2011. It may go up to 5.5%. By 2012, it should go to about 6%, which is still a great interest rate.
Yeah.
However, we don't know what's going to happen until August 2nd, because that will depend on what President Obama and Congress will do. The banks, if they don't sign this, the banks will be afraid to lend money. Also, we're facing another crisis. FHA wants to make it 20% down for every home buyer. The National Association of Realtors, and we are all fighting this, and we want to ask the consumer, the public, to get in touch with their congresspeople and representatives and ask them not to sign this bill.
20% down, boy, that would be quite a...
It would eliminate a lot of future home buyers.
Yeah,
and also, home sellers wouldn't be able to sell their homes.
Yeah, you would think it would depress the market, wouldn't you?
Yes, so we're asking them to please get out there and do something about it. You know, get in touch, let them know we are not going to... We don't want this.
I guess they could get in touch with the Board of Realtors or go on the website to find out more information.
Yes,
about
they
this.
Can go out and ask, or any realtors, where can they get the form to send? It's already a written form to send to their congresspeople that we don't want this to happen, because as President Roosevelt once said, Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, and I quote, he said, a nation of homeowners is unconquerable. And also, as President Ronald Reagan has said, we will preserve the part of the American dream where we can have homeowners. And homeowners give you stability within a community. So that's very important, and we do not want that 20% down payment.
Certainly sounds like it. So they could go on the Board of Realtors website or
yes.
call you?
Yes.
Call you. You mentioned that the market varies by location, varies by, of course, it's always going to vary by location, but varies by price level and details.
Yes.
What seems to be good right now? What seems to be not so good right now? Or I guess, is it too fluid?
Well, it's too fluid right now, but if you're looking at the prices where you got million-dollar houses a couple of years ago, they are, buyers are looking for a lower price home. Mm-hmm. And even though interest rates are excellent now, they still are not selling as fast as mm-hmm. your $300,000-$400,000 range. And as I said, we haven't deviated that much in Baltimore metropolitan area. Our prices have only gone down about 9% compared to last year this time.
Yeah, that's an important thing for folks to remember then when you are watching the network mm-hmm. news and hearing about all the awful situations yes. about so many people being underwater and, yes. and not being able to sell their homes and everything. Those are still primarily in
higher in price.
Florida,
yes.
Florida and the Southwest and in very higher yes. price things. But
yes.
it sounds like from what you're saying that the middle range is still extremely strong.
It's relatively strong, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I do want to say a lot of the foreclosures that we're talking about mm-hmm. during that crazy period where I tried to tell buyers, mm-hmm. you know, you overpay for your home. We had people paying $20,000-$30,000 over list price.
Wow.
Because housing was not the demand. Was so great. You had
yeah.
more buyers than sellers.
And they wanted to do it.
And they wanted to do it. They overpaid,
yeah.
you know, the price. And now it's catching up that their salaries didn't go up.
Like they thought. Yeah.
And so now when they're ready to sell, they just can't do it.
Yeah, I guess that was the definition of a bubble.
Yes, that was a bubble and an unrealistic.
Yeah, yeah. So this is,
yes.
in many ways, in the long run, of course, this is a lot more healthy development.
Yes.
Because people's expectations are getting more in line with reality rather
than
the bubble.
And that is true. And I got to tell you.
But that's a tough, it's still a tough change for folks.
Yes, and I got to tell you.
We empathize with folks and sympathize.
And I got to tell sellers, if you price your home realistically and properly, your house will sell. But if you expect something that happened several years ago, it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So I would say that Your message to folks is that it's still a very good idea to buy a home, and frankly, with interest rates projected to go up,
yes,
now would be the time.
Now is the time to buy, and I have buyers who ask me, "Do you think this is a good time, a right time to buy?" And of course, I tell them, "If you feel you are ready, it's a good time. Interest rates are at the lowest that it's been in years." And you can really, if you're ready, the deal is good.
Yeah.
You can buy.
But the important thing is that you're ready.
You're ready. The thing that I always ask buyers, if you feel you're ready, you've done your budget for the year, you know that you can afford a certain amount of house. Now, I always tell them, think of the 3 P's.
Mm-hmm.
Put your priorities in order. Priorities number one, preparation, prepare, and be persistent at what you do. And I guess it's 4 P's because the other one is patience. You
yeah.
gotta have patience.
Amen. Amen. And but the person who's keeping the time does not have patience because we're out of time, Katie.
Okay.
Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors, 410-337-7200. Or you may contact me at 410-561-0044. Yerman Whitman and Gaines, and myself, 410-458-9123.
Great. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Katie Grove, from YWGC Realty and the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors for being our guest today. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too. And take care. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.